By now, you're probably wondering how the new film Shaft compares with the original. We have a review by our guest film critic, Henry Sheehan.
Not a remake or even a sequel to the independently made landmark blaxploitation picture of 1971, the new Shaft, starring Samuel L. Jackson, is all Hollywood. Jackson doesn't even play the maverick black private eye created by Richard Roundtree in the original two sequels and a short-lived TV series. That Shaft lived on society's worn edges, working out of a cruddy office in a definitely pre-urban renewal Times Square. He kept his home in Greenwich Village and chose his friends from the demimonde. And when the law didn't fit, he broke it. Jackson's John Shaft is that Shaft's namesake and nephew, an elite kick-ass detective on the New York City police force. This Shaft may be related by blood to Roundtree's character, but in movie terms, he is far closer to two other gun-toting Avengers from the 70s, Clint Eastwood's Dirty Harry and Burt Reynolds' cynical homicide detective from Hustle. We get a faceful of Shaft's attitude right from the start. The detective turns up at an upscale Manhattan nightery where a clean-cut black youth has just been beaten to death. The chief suspect is rich kid Walter Wade, played by Christian Bale using some of his leftover malice from American Psycho. Leaning on his social status, Wade sneers at Shaft, daring him to prove his guilt.
How'd you get that blood on yourself?
Blood, what blood?
I'm going to ask you again. If you give me attitude this time, I'm going to drag you out of here by your hair. How did you get that blood on yourself?
It was late. He started it. And I finished it. Look, I was razzing the guy. He couldn't take a joke.
Oh, so you cracked his head open. Yeah, I can dig it.
I'd fall him out to apologize. Next thing I know, he's coming at me with a silver bat. I was defending myself.
Anybody see?
No, officer. It's just me and him out there. You know who my father is?
No. Do you?
Through some literally unbelievable coincidences and contrivances, Wade manages to stay free for a couple of years. Until one day, Shaft arrests him just after the detective has also busted a Dominican drug dealer. Wade and the dealer, Peoples Hernandez, end up in the same holding cell where they quickly start to plot against their mutual foe, Shaft. From that point on, it's mostly gunplay and chases, with a little bit of backstabbing and betrayal thrown in for good measure. These action scenes are uniformly good, slick Hollywood production set pieces that combine hardware and flesh and bone in fine, crumpled form. The movie ends with a car chase that's shorter and briefer, but more down, dirty, and entertaining than anything in the overblown Gone in 60 Seconds. But in a larger sense, the film never gets its ideas in order. It's full of half-digested notions and discarded and suddenly reclaimed characters. This could be because of the reported rift between, on the one hand, director John Singleton and his chosen writer, Shane Salerno, and, on the other, producer Scott Rudin and his preferred writer, novelist Richard Price. But more likely, the movie's problems are due to its discomfort over race. The original Shaft had to work outside the law because it didn't protect black people. This new Shaft has no such problem. Singleton goes out of his way to make two new points in the movie. One is that the NYPD is full of black officers now, so its racial makeup is not an issue. The one racist commander we see in the movie is retired. The second is that Shaft's larger mission isn't to protect his fellow African Americans, but to look after the middle class that they've joined. In one otherwise unnecessary scene, a woman agrees to help Shaft after he agrees to beat up the street corner drug dealer who has been pestering her son. Both the woman and the dealer are black, a clear sign that ethnic solidarity takes a backseat to class unity. This is a far cry from the 1971 film. Then, Shaft agreed to work for a black drug dealer for the longer-term goal of keeping the peace in Harlem. And that Shaft only had a touchy relationship with the white NYPD. But for one group to be in, at least as far as Singleton seems concerned, another group has to be out. With African Americans joining whites and filling out the ranks of law enforcement, the criminal world has developed a Spanish accent. The African-American actor Jeffrey Wright, who starred in Basquiat, plays the Dominica gangster Peoples with the kind of low, lisping cunning used by Mexican bambitos in old westerns. Throughout the movie, the original Shaft, once again played by Roundtree, turns up to urge his nephew to quit the force and go into the family private eye business. But in American movies, at least, private eyes need a personal moral code to live by, not merely a set of police regulations to rebel against. For Roundtree's Shaft, that moral code protected him from the cold isolation of society's margins. But Jackson's Shaft sits warmly on the inside and guards the door against his uncle's old allies.
Henry Sheehan is the film critic for the Orange County Register. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.